Magic 252, they are the Verve. Drugs don't work. Time is 8:34.
Long Wave Radio.
Atlantic
252. More new music. Rain Cloud by the Lighthouse Family.
It's been too long, we've been living under the rain cloud.
Michelle Weeks, Don't Give Up.
Don't give up, don't give up, don't give up.
Passion Star, To Be the One.
You're the One I Love. Got a Skunk and Nancy coming up. Also, latest from the Spice Girls. Little rock and roll from Three Eye Blind. Third Eye Blinds in a couple of minutes here. Great music. Time is 8:38, 22 before 9. Don't forget, after 9 o'clock this morning, we have a guest in the studio.
Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah, used to be with Neighbors. She played Beth. She has a music career going right now and a really hot single. It's called Torn. We'll check that out. Your chance to listen to it. Give her a call. Also, we'll be giving away copies of it. And just a quick one out of today's paper. New research shows that 3-day-old broccoli sprouts contain anti-cancer fighters.
3-day-old, which mean like after they've been picked?
Yeah, yeah. No, once it's been cooked, Let it sit for 3 days, and it actually contains anti-cancer fighting things, as they say. Do you like broccoli?
Broccoli sprouts, did you say?
Broccoli.
Oh, broccoli. Yeah, I do, but not after 3 days.
Oh, okay. Well, this is really interesting, because...
mold on it.
Well, this seems to be the deal. Whatever the chemical reaction is... produces
disgusting
anti-cancer fighting things, and so if you're not a fan of broccoli, this is really perfect. Actually, you might say, "Ah, Mom, don't make me eat the broccoli. I mean, come on, cancer doesn't even like it. So what are you going to give it to me for?"
All right.
Hey, it's a thought. It is true.
Oh, wow.
Very true.
Windy and cold with blustery showers and a few sunny spells today. Top temperature of a chilly 16. And the outlook for the weekend, cold and wet. You know, it's amazing what you learn.
Just call me doctor.
8:39.
All right, we'll take a look at new movies in a couple minutes. Also, Skunk and Nancy next.
Hello.
Hello, Michael.
Oh, how are you keeping?
Oh, not so bad, and you?
In the usual place, on the golf course.
Well, this is one of the reasons I'm calling, because when are you free?
Well, when am I free? How about tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
If not Thursday, I'll book a tea time.
Okay.
At 11 o'clock. Just 1 second, though. I've just got a putt here. I'm right on the green at the moment. Just 1 second.
Busy people. At $9.99, the Cellnet Social Life tariff has the cheapest monthly subscription, and it includes up to £2 worth of free calls. On the Cellnet, it's in your hands.
Where did it go in?
No, I'm about 6 inches from it.
When isn't it worrying when your mum turns out to be right? You know, like the witter on, don't shave your legs, don't shave your legs, the hairs will grow back thicker and stronger. But you don't listen, and you shave your legs, shaving, 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 and you keep on shaving, and then, for some reason, you forget to shave for a couple of days, and the next thing you know, you take your tights off, you look at your legs, and you've turned into a yeti! And you're so hairy, razors are useless. You just have to lie down in the back garden and wait for your dad to get out the lawnmower.
Some things can be a bit of a worry, can't they? With Always, your period won't be one of them. With its one-way dry-wee thingy and lock-away core, Always absorbs just about all the liquid and keeps it there, leaving you free to see life's funny side. Ultra protection from ultra-embarrassing moments. Always.
I met someone. We're getting married.
She's toast.
When Julianne needed to win back Michael...
I've got 4 days to break up the wedding and steal the bride's fella.
She borrowed George.
Hey, I'm Jules' fiancé, George.
I thought George was gay.
Yes.
Julia Roberts, Dermot Mulroney, Cameron Diaz, and Rupert Everett in an outrageous new comedy.
I'm just so happy for you.
My Best Friend's Wedding, at Cinemas Everywhere Now, rated 12.
Buy Cellnet Social Life from The Link, Dixon's, Curry's, BT Communications Centres, and other leading outlets, or call 0800 21 4000.
Good morning, 8:42. We're off to the movies next after Skunk and Nancy. Long Wave Radio, Atlantic 252.
I called you brazen, called you whore right to your face, and watched you silently and publicly disgraced. I didn't notice when you strengthened like a vice, that you were trembling.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
now, Atlantic 252, great song. Band of Skunk and Nancy, let's weep at 8:45. Spice Girls are coming up in just a moment. And, you know, I like to try it every week.
No.
Oh, I didn't even ask that question.
I knew what you were going to say.
All right. I was going to ask her to the movies. Would you like to go to the movies?
No.
Okay, well, what's going on in the movies this week?
Right. New films out today. Hercules. Danny DeVito's doing the voice on it, so it's Tate Donovan.
Oh, excellent.
Jennifer Aniston's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Also out is Nil by Mouth. Now, that's the one that Gary Oldman has directed, and it's supposed to be based on his life.
Ah.
It's not a feel-good movie.
Not a feel-good.
No, it was a bit depressing. And also out is The Game. Michael Douglas, he plays this billionaire banker.
Oh,
that's supposed to be quite good.
That looks excellent. I've actually seen some previews for that. Good one. Hey, how would you like to go to the game?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, you haven't got any tickets.
Well, I can go down. Do you want me to go down now? I'll get the tickets, I'll come back, and we can go tonight?
I don't think so.
No.
What game are you on about?
I'm talking about the movie, The Game.
Ah!
Hey, it's 8:46. They are the Spice Girls. Spice it up there, baby. You can pick it up on Monday. It's on release. You're listening to Hold the Black Pudding. This is Hollywood Haze.
And this is Beverly Hills. More today's hits non-stop coming up. We've got Third Eye Blind on the way next. Also some Texas in there. And the man who once became a firefighter to help kick his drug habit.
Oh.
It's Coolio coming up very soon. And get ready.
I am.
For Natalie Imbruglia. I know you are. You're doing your final touches.
Let me just fix my tie here.
Yeah.
Straighten my hair. She'll be in here after 9 o'clock. Weather, UK and Ireland today. Windy and cold. Sunshine and kind of blustery showers. A little bit of everything. High of 16 degrees Celsius. Right now, Leeds reports 10 degrees. Bristol, 9 degrees Celsius.
It's 8:49. I'm Lois Lane. In the news this morning, Hurricane Pauline has raged through the southern coast of Mexico, leaving at least 122 people dead. Fierce flash floods and landslides have left a sea of mud around the glamorous resort of Acapulco. People who suffer from multiple sclerosis may be free to use cannabis in future without breaking the law. Health Secretary Frank Dobson is considering making cannabis legal on medical grounds for MS patients. The British Tourist Authority says the death of Diana is likely to boost British tourism next year. The chief executive says live TV coverage of her funeral gave the world an unprecedented view of London and British traditions. And finally, arsonists are believed to have struck twice in 24 hours at stables owned by Newmarket trainer Luku Kumani. His horses are owned by some of the world's richest men, including Sheikh Mohammed, the Aga Khan, and Michael Tabor. Travel news and a cheap pair of farmer's trousers next. It's 10 to 9.
They get a three-tier patio. We get a four-tier patio. They get a revolving fountain. We get a musical revolving fountain. They get a rock garden. We get a life-size replica of Stonehenge. Now they get this flash car. How are we going to keep up with that?
Something to think about if you're buying a used car. You can afford a better one than you think at Network Q, because there are lots of different ways to pay. For your nearest dealer, see Auto Trader. It's not a worry if it's Network Q.
On the roads in Norfolk, on the A149 between Cromer and Great Yarmouth, it's blocked to the junction with the B1152 at Martham. Two lorries have collided, and it will take at least another half an hour to clear, so avoid that if you can. And it could have happened on any other day of the week, but oh no, it had to happen for a Friday morning rush hour. On the major route into Cardiff, on the A470 Manorway at the junction with the Tiny Park Road, the traffic lights are out and causing a big problem, so that's another one to avoid if you possibly can. It's 9 minutes to 9.
The Dixon sale is on, and now there's a remarkable plus. Not only are there massive savings, but your local Dixon's manager is giving away free gifts with hundreds of products. So if you thought nothing in life is free, get down to Dixon Sale Plus before Monday night.
There's a great deal going on at Dixon's.
Texas. 12 Monkeys, Quadrophenia, and Pulp Fiction. The Verve and Crimson Tide. Over 100 great CDs and videos, and any two are only £14 a pair. What a combination. Track it down at our price.
Every Saturday in the sun, there's a fantastic 48-page TV super guide, which tells you just how much good stuff there is on the box for the whole week ahead. There's full racing coverage in They're Off, and an exclusive guide to the weekend's football action with Kickoff. You could even be a winner with 10 free chances to share lottery millions with the Sun Syndicates. All that and your great TV magazine. Saturday isn't Saturday without the Sun.
Farmers in Cuba are complaining bitterly to the government because the trousers that they issue them with keep falling down. Apparently, the poor quality cheap trousers keep slipping down whenever the farmers bend over to tend their crops. And as one disgruntled farmer politely put it, it causes our behinds to peek out. It's 7 minutes to nine.
Wherever you are in the UK, remember to wake up to it.
Hold the black pudding.
Long Wave Radio, Atlantic 252.
Silly Betsy Golden, she lives for me. Says she lives for me, ovation. Who won't motivation? She comes round and she goes down on me. And I make you smile like a drug for you. Do ever what you wanna do, coming over you. Keep on smiling, what we go through. Won't stop to the rhythm that divides you. And I speak to you like the chorus to the verse. Drop another line like a coda with the curse. Coming like a freak show, takes the stage. We give them the game, she plays to say, I want something else. Semi-tone kind of life. Baby, baby, I want something else. I'm not listening when you say goodbye. The sky was gold, it was rose. I was taking sips of it to my nose. And I wish I could get back there, someplace back there. Smiling in the pictures you would take. It won't stop, I won't come down and keep stop. With the tick-tock rhythm, I bumped for the drop. And then I bumped up, I took the hit that I was given. And I bumped again, then I bumped again. And said, how do I get back there to the place where I fell asleep inside you? How do I get myself back to the place where you said I want something else to get me through? kind of life. Baby, baby, I want something else. I'm not listening when you say goodbye. I believe in the sand beneath my toes. The beach gives a feeling, an earthy feeling. I believe in the faith that grows, and the four chords can make me cry. When I'm with you, I feel like I could die, and that would be alright. I want something else to get me through this life. Baby, I want something else. Not listening when you say goodbye.
2.
Stars in the room, private movie, play just like children. Lies that take her places she has never seen. The kiss and tell of it all, to her it seems so obscene. She's so pretty.
Going to tease them. Just give us a good day.
Good day.
Oh! Natalie Imbruglia is in here. We'll be talking to her in just a moment. We got singles to give away. Going to have a lot of fun. You stay with us. She's coming up right after Coolio on Long Wave Radio, Atlantic 252.
Now I see places and faces and things you ain't never thought about thinking. If you ain't peeped, then you must be drinking and smoking. Pretending that you're looking, but you're broken. Let me get you open. Now little Timmy got his diploma and little Jimmy got life. And Tamika around the corner just took her first hit off the pipe. The other homie shot the other homie and ran off with his money. And when the other homies heard about it, they thought that it was funny. But who's the dummy? Cause now you done lost a hustler. A down-ass brother done been replaced by a buster. And though I got love for you, I know I can't trust you. Cause my crew is rolling hummus and your crew is rolling dusters. And just because of that, you act like you don't like a brother no more. I guess that's just the way it go. I ain't trying to preach, I believe I can reach, but your mind ain't prepared. I see you when you get there.
See you when you get there.
Through temptation and faith, I guess we living for the day. I seen a man get swept off his feet by a boy with a situation so twisted, everybody getting lifted. I'm just trying to take care of my kids and handle my business, cause it's way too serious, so you gotta pay close attention so you don't get caught slipping when it come to do all the getting. Life is a big game, so you gotta play it with a big heart. Some of us gotta run a little faster cause we gotta lay the start. But I'll be a fool to surrender when I know I can be a contender. If everybody's a sinner, then everybody can be a winner. No matter your rag color, deep down we all brothers, and regardless of the time, somebody up there still love us. I'm a scuffle and struggle until I'm breathless and weak. I done strived my whole life to make it to the mountain peak. Always keep reaching, sure to grab on to something. I'll be there when you get there, waiting with the sounds bumping.
Kids, let them know how you're feeling for your own sake, give a little. Oh, you don't want to hear that, too busy trying to stack and keep up with the Joneses, taking advantage of your own. The realest homies that you've been knowing for the longest, but some ain't missing a good thing until it's gone. Could have built an empire, not for the jealousy that divides us. We prefer to keep our eyes shut to what's right when it's something involved that we desire. So hold your head up high if you're poet righteous. I know time seems dry and problems seem endless, but in times of despair, we gotta pull ourselves together. And if you feel you're out the game, then you need to get back in it, cause that's worse than a quitter. You gotta face responsibility one day, my brother. So gather up your pity and turn into ambition, and put your vehicle in drive and stop by my side.
Long Wave Radio, Atlantic 252, giving you today's hits nonstop. On the way, got Louise for you. Also Hanson in there. And ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Natalie and Bruglia. Yeah. With us here for the hour. Give us that old good day again there, Natalie.
G'day.
There we go. Now, you got to do it. Natalie says to me, you know, I really wanted to do an American accent.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought I might just come in here and spin you all out and be American, so...
Everybody's a comedian around here, you know that?
But you do a terrible Australian. Go on, you
do. I do. Good day.
Yeah.
That's bad. Natalie has got a brand new album out, and I tell you what, Natalie, the first single off it, Torn, is really, really good.
Oh, thank
you. Boy, we're going to give it a spin in a second. We'll be giving away some signed copies. But if you don't know this, before getting into the music industry, or maybe actually you were during your time in, remember this? Would you like to sing? Do you know the words to this?
No.
A little swaying back
and forth?
I've
forgotten them.
No?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll come back to you.
Oh, here we go.
Everybody needs good neighbors.
That's right. Natalie played Beth in Neighbors.
Yeah.
Got married to Brad.
Mm-hmm.
And how was your time in Neighbors? Is that a good thing to talk about, or...?
Yeah, no, it was a great time. It was a lot of hard work, and I did it for 2 years. And then they married me off, and... I went to Perth, and I was honoured that they didn't send me to Brisbane.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because
everyone else goes to Brisbane.
Well, I tell you what, Daniel Malm was in here a couple of weeks ago from Home and Away. He was on Home and Away, and you know what they did with him?
What?
Put him on a boat and said, good luck.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, come on.
It's quite funny what they think of.
You know, they said, do you watch Neighbours now? Do you keep in contact with anybody?
I don't watch any television. I mean, if I catch ER, then I'm lucky, but at the moment I don't have a television. I've just moved. So.
Oh,
right. Well, let's talk about your new album here. Your single, Torn. How did you get into music writing, into the music industry?
Well, I had a year off after I finished the show. I came to London and I was just kind of having a good time and wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do next. And then I started songwriting on my own initially, and was like a little bit apprehensive about it. And then I met Anne and my manager, and then we started hooking me up with different writers. And then I started writing with Phil Thornelli, who produced a lot of songs on the album.
Mm-hmm.
And it just went from there. I had a trip to America after I got my deal last August and worked with some incredible people, and it just kind of came together.
So did you have people that you really, looked up to
absolutely,
music-wise,
absolutely.
And you thought, hey, I'd like to sound kind of like that. That's
not so much that, but like Phil was a bass player in The Cure,
right.
And then Mark Goldenberg in LA, who I wrote with on the album, wrote Novocaine for the Soul with the Eels,
mm-hmm.
Right.
And Mark Pilati did some mixes. Who he co-produced the last David Bowie album. So I was just like, I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah, really big names working.
Yeah,
with
I know. I don't know how that happened. I'm still kind of trying to figure that one out. But it was just a great experience.
All right. Well,
and I really enjoyed the writing.
Do you have you done a lot of writing just on your own, or is it a collaboration mostly?
Collaboration. I started doing lyrics first off, and a lot of the songs were kind of built around the lyrics. But later on, like now, I usually just get together with a guitarist and we jam together.
And do you actually play the guitar?
No.
Oh.
Because we thought you did.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, look what I have here.
I play the air guitar.
Oh, there you go.
So does Hollywood.
Okay, like I said, Natalie's going to be here with us for the hour. We have a signed 10 signed samplers to give away.
Album samplers.
Album samplers, which are really good. Also, we'll be doing that in a couple minutes. If you'd like to say hi to Natalie, why don't you give us a buzz here? 00-353-463-6677. Now, the single Torn, how did that come about?
That came about, that was one of the first demos I did, which was before last August when I got my deal. And I just love it, and I'm still not sick of it. It's just like...
It's really good.
Yeah, brilliant. It's out on when?
The 27th of October.
Right. Well, you know what, Natalie?
What?
I'm handing Natalie a phone book. Take that phone book. Take the phone book.
Okay.
The single is called Torn. That's what I'd like you to do to the phone book.
You want me to tear?
Not one page at a time, the entire phone
book. Are you serious?
I'm serious, Natalie. We don't mess around here.
Are you serious?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Oh my God.
We'll see what happens later. She's doing it.
Yes.
Here comes Tor, Natalie Imbruglia. Atlantic 252.
I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around. There came a like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adore. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. The conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. Teller's right. I should have seen just what was there and not some holy light. But you crawled beneath my veins and now I don't care. I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't touch. I'm torn. Oh,
Atlantic 252.
There's only one way to get bigger hits.
Get in a ring with Mike Tyson. Today's hits nonstop.
Long Wave Radio, Atlantic 252.
Night swimming deserves a quiet night. The photograph on taken years ago, turned around backwards so the windshield shows every street light.
252 REM giving you today's hits nonstop. Hanson coming up. Also, Sheryl Crow, Elton John, and Natalie Imbruglia is with us. Yeah! You know, she's got a brand new album out. She's here with us for the hour, talking about her new album, playing some tracks off it. And we were just asking you there, you don't have a pet.
No.
But, if you'd like to get a hold of a Natalie Imbruglia sampler.
Listen, album sampler, because you can't get it anywhere else.
That's right. Listen carefully to this. Now, you don't have a pet. But
no.
You do have something that you're
yes.
looking after right now.
Yes, a plant.
Ah. As you're saying, this is the first plant.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I feel like I've got a child or something.
And this is the first plant you've ever had?
Yeah.
Kind of deal? All right.
I'm a first timer.
Okay.
What kind of plant is it?
It's a yucca.
Is that a big one?
It's a very tall, big yucca. Taller than me.
Oh.
Even.
All right. And you're about, what are you? Stand up there for a second.
I'm short.
Yeah, what are you, about 5'1"?
I'm 163 centimeters. What's that?
Oh, five. Natalie, it's too early.
I don't know.
Well, you're a little bit taller than Beverly, so that makes you about 4'8", I think, does it? No.
I'm actually the tallest in my family.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
I think Natalie's standing there about 5'1", 5'2". My gosh.
5'2".
Okay.
Pushing 5'3", yeah.
Remember, yucca, keep that in mind, but thank you for the calls here. Let's go to the phone. Hello?
Hi, it's Steven.
Steve, where are you phoning from, Steve?
Dublin.
Well, Steve, say hi to Natalie.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
How you doing?
Very polite.
Steve, go ahead. How you doing, Steve?
I'm not too bad. I'm really shy.
Oh, listen to him. Really shy. Do you remember Natalie back in the old Neighbors days?
I do. She ruined my teenage years.
Why was that?
Because I split up with my girlfriend over her.
You didn't.
What? Oh, my God, why?
Because I had so much a crush on you, yeah? That, there's even a girl in school who looked like you, and, like, I was even mad after her, but, like, I broke up with my...
Natalie, get out of the studio! Look what you're doing!
I'm so sorry about that.
And what's your girlfriend's name, or what was?
I'm not going to say, because, like...
Yeah. Did she know it was because you really liked Natalie?
No, she must hate me. I bet she's throwing...
No, she doesn't know, but, like...
All right.
But, like, she wondered why I never actually went to school during the days, because, like, all I did was sit and watch Neighbours.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Well, listen, Steve, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll pass a pen over here. We got one of these album samplers, and we'll get a Natalie to sign one for you. How does that sound?
Brilliant.
That's great.
Have you recovered?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll get over
good.
It.
Excellent.
Oh, that's
right.
Really
sweet.
Steve, thanks for calling, bud. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Natalie, the influence you have on these gentlemen.
Wow, I didn't realize.
How would you like to get your hands on a sampler from Natalie and Bruglia? Well, your chance to do that is coming up next. Stay right there.
How is Milan this morning?
Oh, it's very hot.
I've sent you a package from the UK. Via UPS.
I received it this morning.
And I know that it arrived at exactly 8:15 and that someone called Maurizio signed for it.
How you can have all this information?
I have it all on the screen on my PC, because with the UPS tracking system, I can see exactly when the packages I've sent have arrived and who signed for them. It's all very clever.
Okay, yes, I understand.
That's good.
To find out what online tracking can do for you, call UPS on 0345-877-877. UPS. Consider it done.
Every Saturday in the sun, there's a fantastic 48-page TV super guide, which tells you just how much good stuff there is on the box for the whole week ahead. There's full racing coverage in They're Off, and an exclusive guide to the weekend's football action with Kickoff. You could even be a winner with 10 free chances to share lottery millions with the Sun syndicates. All that, and your great TV magazine. Saturday isn't Saturday without the sun.
Celine Dion and 12 Monkeys, Quadrophenia and Pulp Fiction, The Stone Roses and Crimson Tide. Over 100 great CDs and videos, and any two are only £14 a pair. What a combination. Track it down at our price.
As the world's fish stocks are depleted, there is an urgent crisis closer to home. By the time this commercial has finished, 4.3 British fish will have been shot for financial gain. Shooting fish, it's wrong. Call
0990-800-229
to find out more. Issued by the Society Against Cruelty to Fish, or SACF, rated 12.
Longwave Radio, Atlantic 252. Natalie Imbruglia is with us here. Is that right? Did I say it right?
That's
then?
That's absolutely perfect.
There we go. You know, she's got this sampler out right now, which is excellent. Where
it's
are we
an
getting
an album sampler. You can't get it in the shops.
The single Torn is on it. Also, three other tracks. We'll give one of these tracks a spin very shortly. How would you like to get your hands on it? Signed copy. Signed by Natalie. All you got to do is answer this real simple question. Would you like to ask the question, Natalie?
Okay.
All right. Now, it has to do with your plant.
Okay.
All right. Natalie has a plant.
Yes.
Okay.
And we want to know...
What kind of plant it is.
There you go. What kind of plant does Natalie have? This is like her first pet. Mm-hmm. Give us a buzz right now. The first 10 correct callers, you got yourself that album sampler, 00353-463-6677. And good luck from Long Wave Radio, Atlantic 252.
Don't make me.
now.